Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, hello. Once again, this is Tiffany with Redneck and I on Redneck and I Radio. Here in East Liverpool, Ohio, because as I, you guys all know, I tell you what our temperature is here, because usually Ohio is worse than anywhere else. But guess what? It is 55 degrees here, and yes, it says it should be raining on and off, but we haven't had any rain since this afternoon, which is definitely a great thing. If I sound like I'm doing a little bit of echoing tonight, because I'm actually sitting in my living room, my kitchen, because I have a special guest with me tonight, which is our very own Waylon. Not Waylon Jennings, sorry. Sorry, you know. Would have been cool, but, you know, I was not supposed to be babysitting the grandson tonight, but it turned out I had to, which, hey, who is ever going to turn down watching their grandkids, right? Okay, so here in Ohio, like I said, it's 50 degrees, and I was just, because Waylon was sleeping, I had to wake him up so I can get him fed for dinner, because I keep him, when he's here, I try feeding him about 6 o'clock, and that way we can eat about 7. But unfortunately, tonight, tonight we are actually, you know, with me doing the radio show, I had to get things moving a little bit quicker and going today. So I got him fed, and then I tried eating a little bit before. So now he's in his high chair, so I'm trying to keep him, you know, kind of happy at the same time while doing our show. So I'm actually posting it right now. So give me just a sec, everyone. Okay. All right. There we go. Done and done. All right. So again, sorry, because as y'all know, if I start typing or talking while I'm typing, it's never a good thing, because when I type what I talk, I tell everybody and everybody thinks I'm crazy. Nope. It's me. I do that. Okay. Okay, so let me see here. I'm trying to do a little bit of everything. Now, I did find some things for you guys tonight. Oops, since I found my mouse. Okay, I should have, see, there it is. That's what I want. Okay, first thing I want to talk about is we all know these storms and everything that's coming through, you know, it's just, it's crazy. And I feel bad for everybody because it's not just one area that's getting hit. It's everywhere. Everybody's getting hit with this weather this year. Okay. I want to see. I'm taking everything that I'm getting from you guys right now off of the Weather Channel. And I'm looking at the map. And of course, you know, I'm not a meteorologist, so just give me a few minutes to get this all figured out for you guys. So we can figure out what's going on with that. Okay. All right. No, that's not what I want. Okay. In the next 48 hours, you know, there's going to be, of course, rain and snow across the U.S. measured in inches. So this is not going to be, you know, the best few days. I'm trying to see where it just gives me the... Okay. I want to see the U.S. satellite and radar. There we go. All right, there's a major storm out on the far east coast up in around Maine and Massachusetts and stuff like that. So it looks mostly rain. And, of course, yeah, there is some snow under there. We're supposed to be getting snow tonight into tomorrow. So that's here in our area. Snow in upstate New York, rain coming across mid-Ohio. We got toys flying everywhere here. So everybody's under some sort of weather emergency. Let's see. I want to see if it shows just not just my area, because that's what it keeps coming up under, because, you know, where I'm at. Let me see the radar here. Yeah, there's a major storm coming across Canton and Akron, Ohio right now. And let's see. Boston and New York. And yeah, they're getting pretty hit pretty good out there with rain. And of course, across the upper new, let's see, up through Toronto and up the upper peninsula of Michigan, Wisconsin. Madison is getting snow right now, so is St. Paul. A lot of it's across the border up there, so that's always a good thing, I guess. They can keep it, right? You're clear behind you. Okay. So, let's see what's going on out west. Up here on the East Coast. At around Vegas is getting a little bit of rain, and, you know, Phoenix or north of Phoenix up there, right along the Utah, Arizona, Nevada area, up around Salt Lake City is all snow. Idaho, Helena, Montana. So, I mean, there's snow. It's that time of year. We're going to have to deal with that. So if I come across any major issues, I will definitely pass them on to you during our show tonight. Let's see. Okay. Like I said, I'm trying to appease a youngin'. I'm going to put some videos on my phone. You know how kids are these days. They're all raised in front of a TV or something, right? Well, he's no different. He's literally only 4 months old, almost five. And this is the stuff that they do. He watches movies or shows on TV and everything else. So. All right. So I put some boots on for him, so we'll see how that goes. Okay. So tonight, we will be talking, let's see, okay, I lost my thing here. All right, before we get into all things trucking and then some, as always, I know you guys all heard about Lisa Marie Presley, you know, that just passed away. You know, it's never a good thing. We're always upset when we see somebody that, you know, we've all grown up listening to or knew of. Okay, I had to turn his thing down. It was awfully loud in my ear. Okay. Okay. This is world news. This is not trucking. This is world news. Okay. And this was 9 hours ago. Let's see. Okay, buy more ammo, what NATO is learning and helping Ukraine to fight. Okay, NATO allies are likely to invest in air defense capabilities and deeper sockets of ammunition in the coming years in response to lessons it learned from Russia's war in Ukraine, the Alliance military chief said. So that's what they want to do. Okay. And it goes on to say, and it's okay. Basically, yeah, we all know they got to buy more ammo. Everybody needs to buy more ammo. You know, whether you are into the whole gun and you have guns or you don't have guns or whatnot, the Congress and the president and all them, we all know they want to get rid of them, right? We don't want that to happen, so. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Right there. All right. So now I want to get into Colorado refinery shutdown prompts 8 state hours of severe or service waiver. Okay. What'd you do? You okay, Bunk? Okay, he beat his fingers on the thing. Okay, the refinery shutdown prompts eight state hours of service waiver. The unexpected shutdown of the Suncor refinery in Colorado, severe winter storms and high demands of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel, say have prompted the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration to declare a regional emergency, waiving certain hours of service rules for carriers providing direct support to the emergency. Okay. All right, the Suncor refinery has shut down following a fire that broke out on Christmas Eve and injured 2 workers. According to the company, the fire was put out in a timely manner, but the refinery will likely be down until March until the completion of maintenance. The FMCSA said its regional emergency declaration addresses the emergency conditions creating a need for immediate transportation of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel that provides necessary relief. Drivers hauling those fuels in Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming are exempt from Part 395.3, which is the maximum driving time of the hours of service regulations through February 15th or until the end of the emergency, whichever is earlier. Okay. Again, we get into the whole thing of these hours of service regulations and waivers for that they give everybody, and, you know, which is crazy because, you know, that's a lot of times that they're doing that. Okay. All right, let's see here. What else? All right, I was not going to find which one I was on. I only got, okay. Overnight closures planned tonight for US 95 in Las Vegas. Nevada Department of Transportation crews will close the northbound lanes of US 95 at West Lone Mountain Road from 9 p.m. Thursday, January 19th to 5 a.m. Friday, January 20th. So at 9 o'clock tonight, guys, it's going to be closed. Northbound US 95 traffic will be detoured to the Craig Road off-ramp until Okay, I'm sorry. So North Ranch Drive and back to the US 95 in Rancho. The northbound USA 95 ramp from Craig Road will be closed during this time. Okay, let me take a quick break right here, guys. Just give me just a minute. I'm going to go tend to him. So here we go. And I'll get right back to that story for you. I'm going to go snag the youngin' and put him in his seat real quick, or swing.
Just always remember, when everything goes wrong and the job still got to get done, you got to redneckinize.
Standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off our own bigger house. If Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more back in town. But we always had plenty, just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with the night. He'd say you got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a bit on the string. Never compromise what's right, and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something.
Okay, so that's one of, you know, songs that we like by Aaron Tippin. You know, you got to stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Okay, so back to what I was reading prior to taking the youngin' and sticking him in the other room. Okay, the overnight closure is required to remove false work put in place for bridge construction over US 95. Lone Mountain Road is being widened over US 95 to provide increased capacity and more reliable travel times for drivers in Northwest Las Vegas. Drivers are encouraged to use caution while traveling through work zones and take alternate routes. Okay. And take alternate detour routes if possible. NDOT works with the Waze to WAZE to inform the public about planned highway restrictions. Construction schedules are subject to change due to weather and other factors. Okay, we know how that could be. Everything changes. It's up to them whenever they decide what they're going to do. All right, back up here and get in some other, because that was, again, you know, the start of our regulations, things that we seem to always deal with. Okay. Okay, here's something, which we have talked about things like this in the past about the freight brokers and stuff like that that we have dealt with. Now, this is completely on another subject and off of that, but this is how to make the bid for direct customers as an independent. So this goes to all of our owner-operators. So we're going to read into this and figure it out. Okay. All right. Sorry, I was kind of breezing over it here a little bit. All right. For owner-operators who choose to go independent rather than leasing on with a carrier, soliciting freight from shippers can be a daunting task, but in normal times, it results in the highest net income with consistency. After all, there is no middleman to take a cut. Greg has a couple customers that he deals with that, you know, he always said if he would ever change and get his own, you know, authority, and we've talked about it, that he would definitely try snagging them and taking them, but we all know how that could go sometimes. Okay, there are several ways to find a small local shippers. You can use businesses, business directories, online, or attend local business functions such as Chamber of Commerce events. One easy way to familiarize yourself with businesses in your area is to drive around industrial parks and take notes. Okay. List 25 to 50 potential customers, then schedule time off to contact the shipping managers, unless you have a spouse or other partner who can handle this for you. Be ready to hear no. Many, many times, yes. You may hear 100,000 no's, but you'll get that one yes every once in a while. If you generate just one customer, consider it a success. As a one-man show, you may find the task awfully time-consuming and difficult. If you've never worked in sales, prepare yourself. There are hundreds of great audiobooks on sales and negotiation. Listen to some while you're working on your plan. You can do that while you're driving down the road, right? Okay. In any bid to secure a contract with a shipper, make sure you can answer this question. Why you? Why should any particular shipper entrust his freight to you? Setting yourself apart from the crowd, however you do it, will help you find customers that can last throughout your career. And for me, I would have to say one great way to do that is if you have, you know, people, a small little company that you may work for, okay, and you have that small independent business that you haul out of all the time. Those people, if you're getting ready to start out on your own and branching out on your own, you could probably go straight to them and say, hey, would you be able to write me a letter of recommendation about how prompt I am about, you know, picking up, how good I am about taking care of your freight, how I'm always on time, you know, with pickups and deliveries and, you know, my attitude, that type of thing. You may get some of them that might write you something, you know, because you get letters from other shippers that you've worked with quite a few years may actually work to your benefit to get some more customers added to your portfolio. So, okay. All right. In any bid to secure a contract, a shipper, make sure you can answer this question. Oh, I did that one. Sorry. I didn't scroll page on this. I did. Some ways to build a customer base include having special equipment, willingness to run a part of the country where many others don't like to go, or finding your way into the niche market, such as hauling cattle or cars. Okay. It's equally important to vet new customers to minimize the risk of non-payment. Some major load boards and factors closely track payment histories and not just brokers and provide this information to their clients. So you can actually go on and probably have to sign up for something in order to get this and be able to start booking your own loads or getting your own clientele if you decide to go completely solo or independent. Okay. Oh, all right. All right, I have another one here, and I just got to find where it is at. So give me just a second. Is it this one? Love how everything wants to work so slow tonight. Okay. Seriously? Yes, I want to read the full article. So come on, give it to me. I hate it when it does that to me. Okay. The FMCSA's new agenda, Diesel's wild ride, and the owner ops who braved a bloodbath in 2022. In review, it says. Okay, so we know in 2022, now the fuel prices have started coming down. We know this. We've seen this. Now, this here is talking about what the experience of some owner operators in 2022 with how bad it was. Okay. It says an ongoing pandemic, a raging foreign war, a diesel price on a high flying roller coaster ride marketed the year of 2022. Sure to go down as one of the most volatile in trucking's recent history. At the year's end, Overdrive looks back at some of the biggest stories around trucking with this trip down memory lane. Okay, so we're going to backtrack a little bit. Now, if you guys remember here a few months ago, I talked about the trucker strikes. And the one that happened in my area here that my dad was involved in, and he was like 18 or 19 years old at the time. He may have been a little bit younger. I'm going to have to look at the dates and remember. But anyways, the reason they were striking was because they raised the fuel. And you want to hear how much they raised it by? It went up to 50 cents a gallon from, I think, 30 cents. So they raised it like 20 cents or something like that. was crazy. And now we think about, okay, you know, 50 cents, yeah, they do that, and we've shipped. You know we got to do it, but it's three something a gallon. All right. Okay, remember early January 2022, we all seemed so innocent, didn't we? The difficulty heated up or cooled down, in this case, quickly with Virginia's outgoing governor blaming drivers themselves for getting stuck in a 27-hour snow snowing on I-95. I remember that. While the incident was isolated, it set the tone for a year where weather loomed dangerous and government struggled to emphasize with the trucking public in more ways than one. In February, news emerged around the Environmental Protection Agency's work on a new slate of regs for its cleaner trucks initiative, which behind closed doors until just a week ago, when the agency dropped the stagnant new rules on equipment manufacturers to much of the trucking world's worry about feasibility and equipment cost implications. Soon after the state of California signaled intentions stick with its timeline for a ban on all pre-210 spec engines in the state at the end of the year, Overdrive analyzed just what that might mean for the approximately 76,000 trucks then currently operating that could fall under the ban in the country's biggest economic powerhouse among states. By late spring, we were starting to see the first trickles of what ended up becoming a tide of owner-operators probing at regs with exemptions requests when an individual owner-operator, Lee Schmidt, asked the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration for an exemption from five provisions of the Hours of Service regulations. Namely, Schmidt was looking for an exemption from the 10 consecutive hours off-duty time requirement, the 14-hour driving window, the 30-minute break requirement, and the 60 hours and 70 days and the 70 hours and 8 days limit. Schmidt aimed to remain compliant with the daily 11-hour drive time limit and cited his natural sleep patterns and long distinguished driving career as reasons why he should be exempt. Many in the trucking community supported the idea for a maximum of driving duty flexibility and demonstrated experience, but Schmidt was ultimately denied, though no less determined to try again. Go Lee. Okay. Later, the owner ops would wage similar complaints with the FMCSA gaining no shortage of support from fellow operators and process through none have yet succeeded. And we talked about that last night on the Women of Trucking radio show about some of the drivers that's been denied on these regs before. Okay, by fall, FMCSA had made it clear it was thinking of mandating electronic logging devices even for currently exempt pre-2000 engines and glider kits. After just a week of the agency's notice requesting comment, hundreds had already let the FMCSA know in the Federal Registry that they mostly opposed the idea, many disputing the notion that their pre-2000 engines couldn't accommodate an ELD. Around that time, Overdrive dug into data since the ELD mandate was found that, however you slice it, crashes, industry injuries, and fatalities have all risen since the FMCSA made its move to implement the current ELD mandate in late 2017. I believe it. Okay. Okay, here it is. They have it in a diagram here that pre-mandate 2014 to 2017, there was 500,000 crashes. Post, between 2018 and 2021, there was 565,000. Pre, more injuries, pre, 2017, there was 262,000 injuries. Post, there was 277,461. And then the fatalities pre-2017, 2017 was 16,851, and fatalities post was 18,534. Now, these are just considered for the trucking, okay, or truck-related, I should say. Okay, throughout the year, the FMCSA kept their regulatory ball rolling by signing, had a cat fight, signaling it would kick off rulemaking around a speed limiter mandate. And the notion of mandating ELDs on pre-2000 engines was unpopular. This was absolutely went down in flames, with some 15,000 commenters mostly trashing the idea. Many owner-operators, including Overdrive contributor Clifford Peterson, called for limiters where the real speeding problem lies, with racing four-wheelers, not trucks. So further reporting, however, revealed that today's speed limiters might not be such a requirement in some ways, particularly if they allowed for different limited based on the posted speed on the roads traveled. It took a while, but by the end of the year, Overdrive found that the rare owner-operator who liked the idea of a speed limiters and had limited his truck at 58 miles an hour. You don't have to have a limiter. Greg does not have one on the truck, you know, because ours is coursed, you know, on its own and does what it does. But it actually, he pretty much runs about 65 all the time. So it's not like he speeds anywhere. So it's not that big of an issue with him when it comes to, you know, speed limiter. And like he said before, he says, what I really care, she's the edge. I don't speed anyways. I run pretty much the same speed all the time. So what's the matter, right? Okay. So, all right. So further reporting, however, revealed that today's speed limiters might not be, I did it again. You guys didn't catch me. All summer long through owners had big fish to fry. Then the threat of new regulations. Most were laser focused on controlling costs as fuel prices soared and rates dropped. Rates down, fuel up, is the trucking bloodbath on the way? Overdrive asked in April, just as a couple months after Russia invaded Ukraine, throwing fuel prices into uncharted territory and spending, sending many scrambling to rebook loads, find more fuel cards or bulk buy options or reassessing operating speed to save with a better mile per gallon. Overdrive Radio Weekly Podcast dove into 2022's fuel prices instantly, and which would go on to be some of the top episodes of the year. Listed in the playlist below. So yeah, we'll just have to, let's see. I want to see. I'm trying to find one here. Here we go.
I'm not here to scare you. I'm just telling you that this ELD situation is out of control because they are using a computer algorithm to audit your logs on things that you've never looked at before. Did you miss it last week? Let me get through today's edition.
Okay. I was trying to find one that had something to do with the, you know, fuel cost, but I didn't find any. Okay. By August, Overdrive had caught up on the vertibility miles per gallon guru, Stephen Krohn, who's heavily modified 2001 International, gets a steady 10 plus miles per gallon. Later, when diesel inventories in the U.S. got precisely low, we looked into just how close the world's biggest economy would come to catastrophe when in early November, there were only 25 days worth of diesel left around the country. Diesel prices remained significantly elevated throughout the year, even as gasoline prices dropped, prompting this look at why exactly diesel became so much more expensive than gas after years of the shoe being on the other foot. Okay. All the while, Overdrive maintained its core informational mission, publishing some articles that we hope helped you fine-tune the business, control costs amid record inflation, and stay smooth through inspections. Okay, I am not reading. Okay, wait. Okay, maybe I will. Only because we're just about done. No, okay. All right. A handy resource in the vein is the Partners in Business Manual, which Overdrive produces and maintains in partnership with the ATBS. Find the handy you can pull the guide up here on their website. And plenty there too via weekly contributions from staff and longtime and relatively new Overdrive extra contributors, Gary Bush, owner operator turned insurance agent, W. Joel Baker, and aforementioned Clifford Peterson and others. From our trucking law series of videos, an attorney's take on personal conveyance showed what that really means and when you can use it under current hours of service guidelines. Despite some renewed calls from truck enforcement reps for time and or distance limits to be added to PC guidance in 2022, nothing changed over the course of the year. Okay, so, I mean, we know nothing's going to change. It doesn't matter. Right? That's the way I look at it. I mean, they were talking about the wind picking up to 30 mile per hour gust, and I think it has. And it's saying, you know, it's snowing now. Okay, I take it back. It says snow tomorrow. Okay. All right, let's see. I'm just trying to find something here, everyone. I mean, I know nobody's on here to actually listen to me batter or talk back and forth about all this, but hey. Because that must be rain. Oh, sorry. Okay, battery and electric trucking reality. Parking shortage will look a whole lot worse, says Todd Dills. In the previous edition of Overdrive Radio, news editor Matt Cole dug into the American Transportation Research Institute's close look on the lifestyle emissions associated with the production and operation of the diesel, battery, electric, and hydrogen-powered trucks. As noted in the very title at the past episode, How Politics and PR Cloud Zero Emissions Reality. The research, in some ways, cut through the hype around electric vehicle technology, showing such vehicles would be no air quality when production-associated demands are considered, particularly for battery electric trucks. In today's edition, Cole talks with Jeff Short, ATRI Vice President, about following up with research that poses something of a counterfactual on the way towards throwing down more cold, hard reality around vehicle electrification. Okay, I'm over it.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced. And DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.
All right, sorry everyone, I had to step into the other room while those played in order to give the grandbaby back his binky. Okay, we got 15 minutes left of the show. To be honest with you, I'm about ready to just say, you know, and shut it down. So, but I do want to just say that I can't believe that it is the 19th of January already. Before you know it, spring will be here. We're 60-some days from spring. That's, like, awesome, right? I'm all excited because spring is so close. You know, who wouldn't be? But the way the weather's been around here in Ohio here lately, it's kind of been like spring. Now, this week, starting tomorrow, our highs are only going to be 36. So it's going to be crappy, right? Because we got kind of used to this 50-some degree weather. Even in the 40s was nice. The other day it was like 42 and it was like a heat wave, it felt like. So, but I do want to say, with this weather, I want you guys all to be really careful out there and the different things when it comes to, you know, the laws in the area where you're traveling. If you are out west and you're in any of the states that you have to have your chains, make sure you do that. And please, guys, we, you know, it's been many years since I ever put chains on anything. And literally, I never did out on the road because I never went far enough to worry about chains. I remember my dad, when he was driving for a local company here, that he had to, in order to get out of our driveway or a lot where mostly a lot of you guys have seen and you guys know, to get out of it, it was like crazy, and he was stuck because we had so much snow. So, of course, you know, he teaches me. I think I was like 13 at the time. 14, no. I was older than that. Yeah, I was way older than that. Anyways, he taught me how to put these chains on, which is a whole different, that is just crazy, right? So, anyways, you got to know how to do them. I don't know if they teach you at the companies you hire on with, if they teach you how to put them on. That's kind of a up-in-the-air thing, and I'm wondering now because it's kind of got me stumped. And if they do, I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty cool. But do they? Or is it just one of those things they just do? Or just expect you to already know, I should say. So, well, you know what? It is 10 till. Right? Is that what it is? I don't even know. No, it's only a quarter till. Okay, here we go. I'll play you something here. Talking about a good old Charlie Daniels song, right? Who doesn't like Charlie Daniels? Let's see, what do we have here? Trying to find a good one. You know, you just, you know it when you see it, that type of thing. That's what I'm after. I always hate it because I always go, you know, of course, go to YouTube, you can find a lot of stuff, okay? And that's where I'm... No, that's not where I'm at. I don't want a Charlie Daniels podcast. It's like, really? Oh, let's see. Ah, here we go. This is the one I wanted. You ready for this? You guys are gonna like it. There we go.
A new Planet Fitness location.
Okay, let's get through the ads first.
$1 down, $10 a month, no commitment.
Sorry.
Tons of
okay, there we go.
We could use a little peace.